applications are now open for childcare stabilization grants in New York. The federal funding comes from the American Rescue Plan. And it's historic for the simple reason that childcare is so rarely given state or federal dollars.
No matter what side of the aisle you are on, this is unprecedented infusion of cash into childcare.
That's Janie Basilier. She directs the Childcare Coordinating Council of the North Country.
That's never happened before, not in my 30 years.
The coronavirus pandemic has seen more federal money put into childcare than ever before, though for the first year, funds were more limited and hard to apply for. But the stabilization grants now available are what providers and advocates have been asking for all along. Money for providers that's easy to apply for and can be used for operating expenses and salaries. These grants check all those boxes, says Basilier.
Childcare centers are breathing a sigh of relief in the short term with this money.
She says a lot of providers in her area, about a third, have already applied for the grants and been accepted in the last few weeks. Providers have until the end of November to apply. Now the real question, is the money enough? And is it really helpful? Does it really change anything for childcare providers? Yes and no, says Basilier.
Is this the be-all, end-all savior? Absolutely not. It's a short-term solution.
And it has some quirks and complications. For one, the money is classified as taxable income, which means using it the way a lot of providers would like to, on back pay to make up lost income, means they'll be paying back some of the grant.
Maybe during the pandemic, I went without a paycheck for a while. I can give myself a bonus. I'm going to pay self-employment tax on that.
Basilier says keeping receipts and spending the money on deductible business expenses will be important to make it a blessing and not a burden. And while $1.1 billion sounds like a lot of money, what most providers will receive is more in the $20,000 to $40,000 range, with larger providers eligible for between $80,000 and $100,000. And strangely, a home provider caring for 16 kids and a center caring for up to 50 kids will receive almost the same amount.
I thought it was a typo and asked the state if it was, and they tersely told me it was not a typo.
Still, Basilier says providers are grateful for the money, and it will help stabilize them, to a degree. A lot of providers spent or lost way more than what they'll receive. She hopes the grants might signal a deeper commitment to financially treating childcare as a public good. The stabilization grants alone don't do that.
We have not fundamentally changed how childcare is financed.
But overall, providers are doing better, Basilier says. Parents are returning to work, enrollment is increasing, and most providers will receive some help in the coming months. Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio.